dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. I have it on good authority that Fred Sanford hates Valentine's Day.
He likes to make gorilla cookies on Valentine's Day by putting dough on Esther's face.
You big dummy. People do dumb stuff. We read the stories on You Big Dummy and we vote. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. A man who lives next to a beach made a complaint about the sand that, quote unquote, blows in the wind. Peter Alexander claims drifting sands from the beach at Burnham-on-Sea regularly block drains and build up on roads and footpaths. The 85-year-old has contacted Sedgemoor District Council about the issue, but claims that nobody wants to take responsibility for it. He said, quote, the wall blocking sand at the top of Poplar Road has been damaged by vandals. When people clear up the sand, they dump it over the wall where it blows back again with a strong wind. Sedgemoor District Council said it receives 4 or 5 complaints about sand a year, but admitted that the problem may have worsened recently because it got windier than usual. Oh, no. You know what? I don't have the dummy CD. Oh, man. Dummy! Just pretend. Ring, ring.
Dummy.
Can't believe I forgot the dummy CD. All right. We got to wait for the next one, or should we? Can we get this one in?
We can get it in.
All right. Here's Jim, our buddy Jim Hankey. And because Jim is a friend of the show, he can't receive a prize. But check out Vinyl Emergency Podcast. You can hear it now playing network.net. Or via iTunes. Here's Jim.
This is Jim Hankey for You Big Dummy. An Aurora man has been charged with removing $75 worth of coins from a public photo booth in Batavia after the camera automatically took his photo. Chancellor J. Terrell, 24, turned himself in after several tips came in over the weekend, according to police. Terrell was charged with Class A misdemeanors for criminal damage to property and theft more than 2 months after the alleged offense at Funway Amusement Center on Route 25, south of downtown Batavia. Deputy Police Chief Daniel Ewell said Terrell pried open a coin box in the center's photo booth, but while committing the alleged offense, photos of him were taken. He is also charged with causing $75 damage to the unit. The Batavia Police Department's Facebook page last week indicated the theft occurred on November 25th. Police said the photo booth's camera is automatically triggered when it senses someone is tampering with the cash box. Police had to wait to make the arrest until the owner could get a repairman to pull the images from the machine. Ewell said the department's investigation unit received several tips about the man's identity once his photo was posted online. The charges carry sentences of up to 1 year in jail for each offense if he is convicted. Terrell was released Monday on his own recognizance, pending a court date. Again, this is Jim Hankey for You Big Dummy, and back to you, Nick.
Dummy.
All right, dummy. Yeah. You big dummy. You big dummy continues. Hey, look. All right. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three is presented by our listener, Carol. And for being our reader, she's going to read it. Carol will win a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. You can find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations online at loumalnati's.com. And if you would like to be a reader, find a link to a funny drunk story, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and you too could read it and get Lou Malnati's. And let's hear from Carol.
Hi, this is Carol for You Big Dummy. It might not seem obvious, but it's probably not a good idea to park your car on ice during a warm winter. Several cars took the plunge, literally, in Lake Geneva after falling through the lake during the city's winter annual Winterfest. The cars were all parked on the ice for the big event when they started to fall through the ice, says Lake Geneva Fire Department. Five of the vehicles that broke through the ice were able to be driven away, but the other 10 sustained severe water damage and are considered a total loss. Emergency crews worked into the night to clear the lake. The last units cleared the scene around 10:30 p.m. Assistant Fire Chief Pat Heindel says warmer temperatures and the weight of the vehicles caused the ice to give way. No one was hurt. Alderwoman Elizabeth Chappelle says there was and is plenty of good parking on dry land. On large event weekends like this, the actual city of Geneva provides a free shuttle, Chappelle said.
Wow.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Yes, Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
I couldn't believe that story. I really couldn't believe that story. I love that it's like, oh, well, you know, warmer temperatures and the weight of the cars caused them to fall. Really? Really? Dummy number four, dummy number four. Rita suggested we read this one. Thank you, listener Rita. An Australian man who found a live World War II bomb and drove it around to show his friends has had the explosive device confiscated by the police. Damien Lumsden found the bomb during a cleanup after Cyclone Nathan hit the region. Lumsden said he put the device in the back of his Jeep and kept it for 2 days to show his mates before police were informed that he was evacuated from his house. I went out to show a few people and they were like, that's a bomb, he told the news. Then they saw the pin was still in it and they were like, oh, wow, it's live. He had to move out of his house for weeks while the bomb squad found a way to safely remove the device. The RAAF bomb squad cleared 1 kilometer radius in a remote area and detonated it safely.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Dummy number five, dummy number five. A Florida fast food restaurant got a customer it wasn't expecting when a live alligator was tossed through the drive-thru window by a patron. Joshua James, 23, of Jupiter, Florida. Florida, by the way. This happened in Florida. In a shocking development. Had wanted to play a practical joke on a friend who was working at the Wendy's restaurant when he decided to hurl the reptile into the building, his parents told local broadcaster WPTV. It was a stupid prank, Linda James said. James faces charges of aggravated assault and unlawful possession of transportation of an alligator. The incident took place in October. He found a 3-foot alligator on the side of the road and led the reptile to his truck, according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. He drove to the Wendy's restaurant, placed an order, received a drink at the drive-thru, and then threw the alligator through the opening. The report contains a photo of the alligator sitting on the floor of the restaurant. The alligator was released back into the wild.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Yeah. Okay, we got a vote. We got the dummy who lived next door to a beach and complained about sand. We got the dummy who tried to steal from a photo booth and had his picture taken. That was Jim Hankey. The dummies who parked on the frozen lake. The dummy who drove around with a bomb in his truck to show his friends. And the dummy who threw an alligator through a drive-thru window. Dan?
I love the fact there was plenty of free parking on dry land in Lake Geneva.
I couldn't believe that story. I really couldn't.
And I really love the fact that he's just like, I just wanted to show my friends that I had a bomb in my trunk.
Yeah.
But you're robbing a photo booth, man. The photo's in the word of the thing you're stealing from. So. Photo booth.
Photo booth, man. Okay. Esmeralda.
I'm going to go with the alligator. I do like the Lake Geneva one because it's more than one dummy.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with the alligator.
Yeah, you know, I got to go with the alligator, too. The thing I love most about that is how his mom was like, oh, it's just a prank. The guy threw an alligator through the window of a drive-thru. It's just a prank. By the way, he was not drunk, because we don't do those stories with drunk people in them anymore. And we had to double check to make this guy wasn't drunk. And he wasn't. So he was sober, and his mom defended him. And he threw an alligator through a window at the Wendy's. Okay. All right. Can we squeeze in a couple of contacts here before we go to the news? All right, there we go. F-bomb.
Out of context.
All right, straight out of context, you know what this is. You listen 24-7 whenever anybody, anytime, says something you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. What do we got?
Aaron heard this one of Wendy.
Is your wizard behind the curtain, Steve?
Okay.
Another one from Wendy from Johnsburg, AJ.
He just lets it go big and wild. And I love it.
Okay.
Brian J. submitted this one of you.
Mm. Yeah, I just had to, like, adjust myself while watching it.
Yeah. I knew it as soon as it came out of my mouth, I knew it. I was talking with Feinberg. Okay.
Celine emailed these of Wendy and Steve Bertrand.
Watch your melons, ladies.
I'm not ready to take it.
Okay, next.
Greg and Tim sent in this exchange between Bill, Wendy, and Steve Bertrand.
You eat the bones?
You got to suck the marrow out.
You suck the marrow out of the bones.
I don't get that intense, but, you know.
Good old bone sucker Bertrand.
Bone Sucker Bertrand. I believe t-shirts are being made up as we speak for Bone Sucker Bertrand. Okay, next.
Jesse heard this one of Anna DeVlantes.
I don't know what the average is, but I would say longer than average.
All right.
And last one before we break. Wild Bill submitted this one of Craig Collins.
If you want to do it, Roger will do it by himself.
Ah, I knew that about Roger. I always suspected that. Okay, we got a break here. We've got more Straight Out of Context coming up, and we got Spies, and then the special anti-Valentine's Day version of Fly Jams Friday. All right, let's take a break, and we got the news coming up here on WGN. Here we go. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb.
Out of context.
All right, we're in the middle of Straight Out of Context. How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio on our 18th annual anti-Valentine's Day spectacular. We've told breakup stories. We've played some breakup and sad songs. We played some clips from some movies that are absolutely inappropriate to play on Valentine's Day. The sadder, the meaner, the better. And Fly Jams Friday is coming up, and it's going to be the anti-Valentine's Day version of Fly Jams Friday. But we got to get back to our regular Friday features, and we were in the middle of doing Straight Out of Context. And Dan Shagru, what do we got?
Next up is from Harold and our own Kristen Decker.
Decker!
They heard this exchange between Bill and Wendy.
You'd eat that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Even if you didn't know who it was from?
Oh, absolutely. And on
especially
Valentine's
when you see
Day,
it's warm. Yeah.
You put a little note on there, want some nookie, enjoy a cookie. Everybody wins in this. Come on.
Awesome. I think something should be done about the midday show. Okay, next.
Ken in Milwaukee sent this exchange between you and Esmeralda.
Stick the whole thing in your mouth and just pull it out.
Oh, what?
And you scrape all the meat off with your teeth.
Oh, gosh. That sounds...
I've seen people do it that way.
Oof.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
It was during last week's Straight Out of Context.
Oh, that's right. Chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Okay.
When Lou was educating Broham on how to eat a chicken wing.
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
All right.
Got 2 weeks worth of that out of that. Okay. Next.
Brian heard this one of Lou Manfredini.
Every couple of days, you're going to go down there and crank it.
Okay. I'm sorry. That one really hit me. I'm not really sure why.
How is there not one every week from Lou Manfredini?
Well, he does get a lot of them in there, but I don't know. I have no idea why that one I found so amusing. Okay, next.
The Hawk of May submitted this one of John Williams.
All right, hold on a second. I'm getting my little thing out.
J-Dub. Okay.
Next couple ones are from Brian. First up, newsman Dave Schwann.
Would be even better to eat it when it's 78 degrees outside.
Schwanny. Okay.
This one is you and me.
We can get a couple.
We can get a couple in. Okay. Okay.
This one of Jim Liskowski.
I had a good time with this. It's short. It's not too demanding.
You people are filthy. Okay.
What's great is that here's the opposite side of the spectrum, also from Jim Liskowski, courtesy of Josh.
It felt so long, I could barely handle it.
Okay.
Brian brings us one of Eric Childress.
He just sort of sneaks it in there.
Okay.
Tim emailed this one of you.
Get one of them now. You bite in, it's like, it goes flat. It deflates. I was talking about Hostess pies. Yeah, okay.
Brian sent in these of Bill F. and Bill and Wendy producer Kevin Richter.
You don't need one that big.
I'm wondering right. How many pips are on Bippin' Larkin's pedal.
What? Okay.
Peter heard this one of Wendy.
And I don't care if it was a 3 foot one or a 3 inch one.
Yes, she does. Okay.
Brian submitted these of me.
I don't like the way it goes down my throat. And so she grabbed this package.
You knew that one of them was definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
definitely going to be there. Okay.
Matthew emailed this one of Esmeralda.
Did you get any quicker? I sound so bored. Like, come on.
Come on, let's go.
Let's go.
All right.
And finally, Harold sent these of Esmeralda and Craig Collins.
I've been gumming
See?
It.
I went teeth in.
I'm sucking on it.
Wow. Okay, Esmeralda.
Talking about ice cream.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you were.
That I just remembered is in the freezer, so I'm going to have some ice cream.
You're going to have some ice cream. Okay. All right. Well, here we go.
Spies.
Hey.
Right. All right. Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen 24 hours a day. Whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, jot down the day, the time, who said it. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com and you become a spy. All right.
All right, two spy entries this week. First one is from, again, Kristen Decker, the lovely and talented.
Decker.
A couple of notes about this one. It's two parts. This is actually a week old. I forgot it last week.
Oh.
And we can tell it is a week old because the account has already increased by 4 or 5, I believe. Here's Kathy O'Malley talking about you.
When we come back after the news with Susan Berkus, I would like to talk to some of you who have thing about a particular performer, movie, theatrical piece that has allowed you to see it multiple times. After the promo ran, I got a text from Nick this morning, from Nick DiGilio, our 2 to 5 guy. And Nick apparently has seen Mad Max, the movie this year. He has seen Mad Max, I think he said 26 times.
It's Charlize.
14 of them in the theater. And, of course, we all know that Jim Tirano, Elton Jim, has seen Elton John just under 200 times. I want to say it's in the 160s. Nick DiGilio, this year, crazy about Mad Max, has seen it 20-plus times. He just watches it over and over again.
It's up to 30. It's up to 30. And I did text her. When I texted her, it was 29. When I texted her, it was 29 times, but it is now 30. I have reached 30. Okay. And surprisingly, here's a shock. I'm single. Okay. All right. What's next, Dan?
Our final one is a out-of-context and spies combination, courtesy of Eric, Brian, Peter, John G., and the Hawk of May. It's of Wendy.
I don't like it hard.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nick DiGilio. Use that.
Everybody's painfully aware. Everybody who works at this station now, as soon as it comes out of their mouths, they either go, oh, no, or their producers write it down and send it right to you. NickDShow@gmail.com for out of context and spies.